Anything you say from this point on can and may be used against you in a podcast. Welcome to Webisode 1 of the BitBoys podcast, everyone. I'm Faison Chaos.
And I'm Kaleos. So we're going to talk about our gaming backgrounds, just so everyone knows what each of us is used to, I guess. You want to start?
Sure. I'm a Nintendo gamer. That's really what it is. I wouldn't say I'm a fanboy in the negative sense of the word. I'm very open to playing the other consoles, and I have been thinking about buying a PS3, but Nintendo consoles are all I've actually owned throughout my life. I've been gaming since as far back as I can remember, since I've been old enough to hold a controller. My favorite series is the Mother series, or Earthbound for those of you who aren't very familiar with the series itself.
Alright, and well, I'm a pretty general gamer. At the moment, the current generation, I've got a Wii, an Xbox 360, and a gaming PC. So I can play pretty much anything except for the PS3 stuff, and I was considering getting one eventually, but we'll see how that goes. Background-wise, I started back with a Vectrex, if anyone knows that. Then I had a Sega Genesis, then Nintendo 64, GameCube, and up to modern times. And my first game, I think, was either on the Vectrex, or it was on the Amiga. Old computers for all you guys who remember that stuff, like Ed the Duck and Drip Drop or whatever it was called. They were fun.
Oh yeah, and I forgot to add, first console that we actually owned in my family was an N64. It was just playing at my neighbor's house before that. And my favorite genres are like adventure games, RPGs with the odd fighting game or action game thrown in there.
And on the flip side, for PC games, I'm more RTS and first-person shooters, so I'll be covering more of that stuff. Though I do love good RPGs, though it's hard for me to finish them since they take so long.
Alright, so what have you been playing this week, Kaleos?
Well, this week I've been playing Torchlight, if anyone's heard of that. It's available on Steam. Which I love. It's kind of like Diablo 2, because you said you played that, didn't you?
Yeah, I used to play that a while ago, like 6 years ago or something.
Yeah, whenever it was out back in like the 90s. Whoa, it's like 10 years ago now, at least. Yeah, so Torchlight, it's really fun. I'm playing an alchemist character. I named him Schmendrick. Did you ever watch The Last Unicorn? There was that wizard in there?
No.
Yeah, he had some name like that, so I just cut the name because I hadn't heard anything about Torchlight and just jumped right in. So I'm like, okay, wizard type guy, I should name you a wizardy name. So that's what he got. It's cool because you delve into the depths of this dungeon in a city. The magic system is based on something called Ember. You've got mana and HP that regenerate over time, and you also have a pet that you can give items and send them back to the surface while you're in the dungeon, and they'll sell the stuff for you, which is pretty sweet.
That is pretty awesome. And something I'd just like to point out, when you said The Last Unicorn, for some reason Charlie the Unicorn popped into my head at first, but I've still refused to ever watch that, so I don't know what's going on with it.
Anyways, that's the biggest thing I've been doing recently. How about you?
I've actually been playing quite a bit this week. I finished up Spirit Tracks on the DS just yesterday, and the final boss was kind of, I wouldn't say disappointing, but like it was really an epic battle, but the boss was more like certain other bosses than you would expect. Kind of like, but I won't delve into details for that.
We try and stay spoiler-free here.
Yeah. Other than that, I've been playing Crystal Bears for the Wii, and I'm pretty sure I'm near the end of that one now, because, like, do you remember, like, in the original Crystal Chronicles, how there was Stiltskin, that Moogle guy that would show up in some random scenes and help you out?
Oh yeah, I think I remember that.
There's that Moogle's back again, and, like, he just randomly shows up, and you can talk to him, and he gives you random tips of advice and stuff, and he's saying, oh, I might not be seeing you for a long time, so I'm figuring, okay, I'm pretty much near the end of the game. Then I've been working through Mother Earthbound Zero, as usual. Phoenix Wright, I have been playing that on WiiWare, which is a lot of fun. I spent about an hour or two playing that last night, and I finished like the second part of the first port record. I don't know entirely how it works, because I think the game is the first 4 cases or something, but there's, I don't know what exactly a case consists of, because there's multiple parts in each court record, and I don't know if the court record is the case or what. I'm confused by it.
You gotta figure out the flow of the game, I guess.
And then I've also been playing a bit of Hotel Dusk since I'm doing my second playthrough on that, and I'll want to finish that up since there's some extra thing in the second playthrough that I heard about, but never actually knew what it was.
Okay. Oh, and yesterday I was playing some Advance Wars Day of Ruin with a friend. That was pretty fun. Only did a 7-day match just because I had to go, but it was really neat because they changed some things up from the last games that I'd played in that series. It was a lot darker, but at the same time, it still kept its fun feel, just with the game mechanics and everything, though they changed up a lot of the units, which I also enjoyed.
I have this weird feeling that I played something else in the movie this week, but I can't put my finger on it.
Well, this is more preview-wise, I guess, but I've been playing some demos, too. I tried out Bayonetta, just because I'd heard all the hype about that, on my 360, of course. It was pretty fun, but it was, at the same time, an awful lot like Devil May Cry with a female character. So, for...
And very sexualized, but with her being essentially naked.
Pretty much. So, I don't know, some guys might be, busy watching other stuff, but the graphics were quite good. Had some neat effects, and, they used the action button thing for doing, like, these torture moves that summoned up all sorts of things. It's fun stuff. Then I played Dante's Inferno, the demo, which I can't wait till it comes out on February 9th. It's really fun. It's a good hack and slash, which is a big change from, like, playing the RPGs and stuff, like Torchlight. It's based on the epic poem Dante's Inferno from the Divine Comedy, but they've changed things up. Like, Dante isn't just some old man or whatever he was in the original. I'm actually trying to read it at the moment just so I can compare it to the original.
Oh, yeah.
I read about the first cantos in that yesterday. It's a heavy read. I'm using Spark Notes to get through that. And, yeah, it's got a really cool battle system with the whole good and evil side that you can choose when you grab a character. And I won't go into that too much right now, though. Wait till the actual game comes out. And I also tried out Dark Void, which had a cool flight system, but the one thing I didn't like was the lock-on that they had.
Yeah, I was hearing about that.
Yeah, you locked on to the nearest opponent, and you could, it would follow that person that you locked onto, like a ship or whatever it was, but then you still had to orient yourself so you'd go towards it. It wasn't as smooth
like
as it could have been.
It wouldn't automatically turn the character like it would in a lot of other games? Like?
No, it would be, you'd have to figure out where you are in relation to it and sort of turn. Got kind of annoying, but the battle system was still really fun, grabbing items from guys, and you had a jetpack, like, come on. And the guy had this cool leather coat, so you felt awesome.
Yeah, but I guess we'll have to see how that game turns out, because I forgot it was IGN, I think, rated it like a 5 or something. So
yeah.
And I think don't think GamesRadar gave it the best score either, something like that, too. And I actually remembered what the other game I was playing on the Wii is, which is the perfect way to segue into news, because it was No More Heroes, so I was just finishing up my third playthrough on that. And
wow.
It's a lot of fun. My third playthrough, I think, took about 4.5 hours total, although with it, I have 37 or 38 hours total logged onto the game, so that's quite a bit considering it's an action game. So
and I'd say it's worth playing that, then, if you haven't played it yet.
And so everyone go about and buy No More Heroes if you can manage to find it anywhere.
I still have to play it.
Going into the news section perfectly from that is we've got a few games coming out next week. All of them on Tuesday. We've got No More Heroes 2, which I'm really looking forward to.
That's on the Wii if you guys don't know that.
And in terms of the playtime, like I was talking about with No More Heroes, I think IGN said it only took them about 10 hours to get through No More Heroes 2. But considering that's what I was hearing about the first one, and that one ended up taking me about 18 hours, I'm not too worried about not getting enough time with it.
Oh yeah. Also coming up next week for the Xbox 360 and the PC is Mass Effect 2. I haven't played the original Mass Effect, but I watched the trailer for Mass Effect 2, and it looks pretty epic. And they have to seem to want to give you lots of cool armor, depending if you buy like the pre... special edition, like premium or whatever they call it. Or if you order ahead of time, or if you bought Dragon Age Origins, you also get some fancy armor.
Yeah, one of the things I was hearing about it is apparently, like, for at least the original, the music, apparently, which is actually done by Jack Wall, who does Video Games Live.
Oh, really?
Apparently, it seems like the perfect music for a sci-fi setting, and it's absolutely amazing. I heard this one guy on a podcast that I listened to, he was saying that he watched the trailer for the second one over and over just because he loved the music in it so much.
I'll have to take another look at that and pay attention to that music.
And another game coming out next week is Tatsunoko vs. Capcom for the Wii, and also No More Heroes 2, which mentioned before, that's also only on the Wii. But yeah, Tatsunoko vs. Capcom, that I'm also looking forward to. And I'm glad it's actually coming out here, because they had to go through a lot of licensing issues with all the Tatsunoko characters.
Oh, of course.
Just since they're all owned by different companies over here now, whereas in Japan, it's just Tatsunoko owns all of them. So it was a huge pain in the ass for Capcom to manage to get all the rights to be able to release it here, but they managed to pull it off. And right now, it's not looking like it's going to end up coming to any other consoles, but they have said that if there is enough fan outcry, they will look into trying to pull it off.
Well, that's always good, looking at what the fans want. Let's see, what else do we have here? Oh yeah, unfortunately, neither of us has a PS3, but Heavy Rain, The Origami Killer is the subtitle, makes it look worthwhile in some cases. Did you watch the trailer for that?
No, I hadn't seen the trailer for it yet, but I was hearing lots of good things from you.
Yeah, over at work, one of our coworkers had mentioned it a bunch, so I decided to take a look at the trailer. And SXE Phil, if you guys follow him on YouTube, did a review of it. Yeah, it looks really fun. The graphics for the engine are amazing. It continues to look like cinematic quality. It's got this whole detective feel to it, it seems, because one of the characters is a detective. There's also an FBI agent and stuff. And it's really based on the story, more so than, I guess, other fancy gimmicks that some games have nowadays. It was described as a choose-your-own-adventure but a video game. And personally, I liked those books when I was a kid, so I'd definitely want to, like, try it out on someone else's PS3 if I can.
And something else that was just not quite a specific game, but, well, it is, but don't know anything about it yet. The Capcom and Microsoft project that is in the works, there's a teaser website put up saying that information is going to be released on the 26th, so I guess we'll just have to wait and see about that. And
let you guys know what we see, yeah. Next week. Well, nothing else really comes out next week. There's some stuff in the future, though, looking farther ahead. We've got some Resident Evil 5 Gold Edition, which is supposed to add a multiplayer feature that I believe you can also download and some other neat features. I really liked Resident Evil 5, so just have to see what happens with that.
Continuing with the whole Capcom theme we've got going on here with the Capcom Microsoft project and RE5, Mega Man 10 coming out in March, I believe it's supposed to be launching. All the Robot Masters have been released. Some of them are looking kind of odd and, well, not quite as inspired as some of the ones from the other games, but it still looks like it's going to be a lot of fun and just as crazy-ass hard as the other Mega Man games.
It's got to have some flaws, but we'll still love it anyways. Let's see. Oh, I've been on Steam, of course, and took a look at Aliens vs. Predator, watched the trailer for that, and the engine that they're using for that makes it look amazing. It's like another graphically impressive game, which is better than a few of them that I've been looking at recently. I just know it looks cool. And finally, we've got some info on Prince of Persia, The Forgotten Sands, that is coming up. I forget when exactly. It was in the future.
Kind of since, like, I guess since they're coming out with the new movie that's based on The Sands of Time, I'm pretty sure that's why they're going back to that trilogy instead of using the new prints from the game that came out in 08.
Makes sense.
So this one's supposed to be taking place between the second and third the first and second games of the Sands of Time trilogy, and you apparently visit the prince's brother's kingdom, which is under attack.
Yeah, we've got a friend who's a fan of the series, so I'm sure we'll hear lots about it and let you guys know if we find anything else about that.
And then, also this week, I've been hearing a bunch of rumors about Zelda Wii, actually.
Ooh.
one of the things I'm hearing, which will probably please a lot of people, is that apparently you'll get to choose if Link will be left or right-handed.
Oh, that's definitely good.
Since a lot of people, which I kind of am, like, curious how Link needs to be left-handed. I mean, come on.
Yeah, both of us here are Zelda fans, like, though we'll disagree on one point that I prefer Ocarina of Time.
Majora's Mask is better, just making a point.
Yeah, Faison here doesn't quite agree with that, but, you know, keeps things different, I guess.
And then another thing is that since a lot of people are speculating that the character in the original artwork was, like, the girl standing behind Link was, like, the Master Sword or something, and some of the rumors are saying that she isn't and her name's Adele or something. Apparently the Master Sword might not even be in the game, but once again, just rumors, so who's to know.
Don't you love speculation?
Just search on Google Image Search to Zelda Wii and probably see tons of results popping up with that one picture.
Yeah, so I guess that's the end of our preview stuff, since there's nothing else coming out close enough to make note of.
So now it's time for what video games taught me this week. What I have learned from video games this week is that you should never trust someone named Red. R-E-D-D. They're always very suspicious and untrustworthy.
Animal Crossing,
there's Crazy Red. He's not exactly trustworthy at all and sells you fake paintings.
He's
and
sly like a fox. Oh, wait.
He kind of is a fox.
So I guess that makes sense.
And charges you ridiculously much. And then also in Phoenix Wright, the murderer in the second case, not a spoiler really, since you find out right pretty much at the beginning, his name's Red with two D's. So I don't know, maybe you can trust people named Red with only one D, but if there's two D's, don't trust that guy.
Maybe it's the double consonant at the end. We'll keep our eyes out for that. Video games taught me. Well, hasn't been this week, but since we haven't done a podcast before, I learned never trust people who are too nice to you. There always seems to be something wrong with them in the end.
Ugh, I didn't even think you just need to look to video games for that. You can look just about anywhere. Well, except maybe real life, but in the media.
In media. So I guess that's our show for this week. I'm Kaleos.
And I'm Faison Chaos, and this has been the BitBoys podcast for January 22nd, 2010.
Yeah, thanks for listening, and
see you all next week.